Okay, so I'm not sure where we stand. There was a motion to divide. I'm not sure if there's anybody offering any amendments to the language as it stands or not.
Were you referring to what I said, Mike?
Well, Ron was talking about encourage. I don't know if that was like he wanted that as, you know, an amendment or otherwise.
I think Screen made it clear she was not amenable to have them as separate motions, but I don't. As it's set up right now, it's not possible to vote on it as a single motion.
No, a motion to divide is always in order. I'm saying, is there any other amendment that anybody wants to make to the language apart from dividing it into two?
The finish back to the stack. The language. Like I said, I wouldn't. I could support the bill if it took out language that mandated the mandates, but also that I think it should be encouraging programming for teenagers and young adults, rather than, you know, 15-year-olds versus 14-year-olds, and that gets...
Okay, but Matthew Ryan, do you want to make that as a substitute, an amendment,
I'll make that... Unfortunately, I don't have access to my computer, so I can't send it. But that would be my amendment, that, you know, that the... that the program committee, you know, encourages patients to develop programming, you know, for teenagers and young adults, I just have a hard time with the mandates because Pardon?
I said I'm going to take that as a substitute motion. So we can talk about that for a minute or two, and then I think we need to vote on something and, vote on both. You know, if the substitute fails, we'll vote on the main motion. I can send out the language. Go ahead.
Venetia? I wanted to hear Venetia, her opinion on this, about Serene's motion about requiring, you know, under 16 years of age programmers between 8 a.m. and 1 hour a week, and then 5 hours a week of under 25 years old programmers.
I would actually like to get on stack, if that's okay with everyone else.
Yes, please.
So I'm also not a fan of mandating anything because I would like to leave it up to the individual patients, but I see this as a really big issue, and I agree with what Wesley is saying, that hopefully at KPFT we can get we can deal with this issue with the program council starting, but I don't know, I'm not so sure. So I am in favor of this motion because I just really see, I don't know, I see it as a problem. We just have a lot of, I don't know, we're not reaching out to, like, the younger generation at all. We have no input from them. We're not reaching out to them at all. It's like Pacific is not even, it will not continue. It cannot continue if there's no participation from younger people. So I think I'm for this motion.
Okay, this is
Thank
Michael.
You.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman. I think I do have a point of order here.
What's your point of order?
I think the motion itself is flawed in itself. I think it's incumbent upon you to rule as such.
I ruled against your point of order on the motion. I said we will vote on it when we get to the motion itself. But,
can I get on back against it?
Yes, I'm trying to rule on the thing, and I'm trying to get on the stack myself, and so I'd appreciate it if I can finish the ruling and make my statement, and then we'll take the rest of the stack. My ruling was and continues to be that the motion is not out of order, and that if and when we vote for it, it will be divided into two separate parts, which, because a motion to divide is always in order. I just sent out to people a substitute motion based on what Ron said, since he said he couldn't email it. So I'll just read it. Also, the PNB Programming Committee recommends that the PNB encourage all stations to carry programming by and for teenagers and young adults. That's a substitute. I want to speak to the original motion and in favor of it. Here's my thinking, is that this has to do, again, with the problematic composition of Pacifica. I know this is true at KPFK, I think at some of the other stations as well. We don't reflect the demographics of the potential audiences out there, and I include in that not just the age, but the particularly racial and national makeup. And, for example, Houston, which is the largest, fastest-growing, largest in the United States, also has the fastest-growing youth population. The youth population, I suspect, is much different from the population that listens to KPFT. And the program they're interested in is probably different, because the youth population in almost every large city is much more of color than the populations that currently are on the airwaves of most of our stations and populate most of our membership. And I think that that's a problem, because that is the future and the present, as Serene said. And I think that various changes have to be made to deal with that. One of them is getting more younger people on the air, and more younger people are in general, people who are dealing with a lot of very critical issues at a very early age out of those communities. And so I think that this is part of dealing with issues of racial and economic and social justice, as well as just the question of the aging nature of the population that listens to our station. Serene wants to get back on the stack. Go ahead.
That was Venetia who had asked for the stack.
Sorry. Venetia?
I think someone had mentioned how they thought that the motion was like too vague or something like that. So I just wanted to speak to that. I kind of think that I think it's good to keep it broad, and so that stations can do whatever they want, you know, within that ask. And I don't think it's a very big ask. On that note, I think it was 1 hour and 5 hours, and I don't think that's a big ask at all. And for the age group up to 25, it's up till midnight. So I think that's easily doable. I think it's a really good idea. Thank you.
Sorry, I muted myself again. All right, so it seems like everybody has spoken on this who wanted to. I don't know if John wants to say anything further, Riley, or otherwise I'd like to move it to a vote if possible.
Yeah, I mean, I just to be clear, you know, I support the concept of increasing the programming for youth. You know, I just want to see it happen, and I just know that it's paid staff, you know, can be very helpful, especially when you're training up. So, you know, I'm not going to vote against the Serene's motion as it stands, but I will vote for Ron's. So.
Okay.
So anyway.
All right. So, as an order, we're going to vote on the substitute first from Ron. Is that language that I read out okay, or do people see it, receive it? The PNB Programming Committee recommends that the PNB encourage all stations to carry programming by and for teenagers and young adults. It has no specific age range and has no specific number of hours.
This is Serene.
Yes, that's the gist of it.
Okay. Serene, did you want to speak about that substitute?
Yeah, I want to speak against the substitute. Okay. Although the substitute-ter is fine, but I want to speak against it. You know, stations already get lots of suggestions they do not follow. And a motion that does not require management to do something will get the same amount of attention that a call from, you know, a listener gets, which is to say not much most of the time. we know that, you know, the competition for the air is fairly stiff, and a suggestion that they do more, they know there are young people in the world, but it's not reflected in our programming, and it hasn't been for quite some time. So I think, a suggestion that they just do better is not going to get us anywhere. It's not going to change a minute of programming on any station. So I think you got to tell folks you got to do this. Not we think it would be a good idea if you considered it. That has not been useful or effective in my experience.
Please back. I'd like to respond to that.
Sure, and then I think we should vote. Go ahead, Ron.
All right. I'm going to do something extraordinary here. I'm going to actually agree with Serene on this. I've been sitting here thinking about this, and unfortunately, she is right. If we don't mandate something, nothing, you know, or not much will come of it. And I also had to come away with this thought. This could be used as a tool for the future program directors and program councils in terms of having a mandate and in terms of moving other programming out of the way. If it's mandated, that's an instruction to do it. And quite frankly, as some people have said earlier, people have been in the program so long they don't want to move out the way, and unfortunately sometimes we have to make these hard decisions to get movement. So I am actually going to withdraw my substitute motion, and I will support Green's motion.
Okay, since it's my second, my substitute is yours. I just tried to put it in language and send it to people, so that's withdrawn. In that case, we're going to vote on the main motion. There was a motion to divide, so I think the division would be at the point where it says 16. We'll vote separately on that 5 hours weekly for 25 and separately for through age 16.
Nancy from KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
So we're going to just two different versions, or we're going to?
No, it's a motion to divide. I'm going to ask first if there's any objection to the first half, which goes through the word 16.
I see.
And if there's an objection to that, then we'll vote on that.
Okay. I have not received it yet, but it's okay because I was my company told me that because I passed over 4G, I'll be getting things late. So,
okay.
But
right.
Would it help? No, it's okay. But would it help if after the word mandated, put two more words for survival? Do you think that might help things soften the blow?
It doesn't actually have the word mandated in the motion. Let me read it. The PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that by May 1st, 2017, all stations are to provide a minimum of 1 hour weekly between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. of programming by persons under the age of 16. That's the first half. Second half is, and 5 hours weekly by persons under the age of 25 between the hours of 8 a.m. and midnight. And my reference to grammar is only about parallelism, and nobody cares. It's clear. Okay, so I'm asking, are there any objections to the first half through under the age of 16? If there's an objection, we'll vote.
Yes, I do. I do have an objection. I would rather that just say teenagers, and that specify 16 and under.
Okay, I think we're just going to vote on it. I, there was an earlier discussion about the cutoff not being teenagers goes up to 19, and the difference between someone who's 8 or 12 or 14 and someone who's 19 is pretty big. Anyway, so Nancy, can you call the roll on the first half?
Okay.
I'm sorry, real question information. Is this a thing? Are we voting on two different motions?
We're voting on the motion divided into two halves. We're dividing the motion. So I asked for objections to the first half. And since there was an objection to the first half, we're going to vote on the first half. And then I'm going to ask for objections to the second half. And if there are objections, we'll vote in the second half.
Point of order, Dennis.
Yes.
Okay. You're saying half. As far as Eric is, if I understand Eric's request, he wants them to be completely separate whole motions.
Exactly. This is not.
I replicated the language and emailed it to everyone. So we have the two pieces separate. To which Ron is making an amendment to the first one then. Right, Ron?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I see that.
I have a substantive question about this.
Just give me a second to read what Serene sent and see what we're dealing with. I'm just trying to facilitate the process. Okay. All right. So Serene has sent us two separate motions. That seems to satisfy Eric's point. Does everybody see the two separate motions? Did you get those? Oh. I'll read it again. The first motion is the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that by May 1st, 2017, all stations ought to provide a minimum of 1 hour weekly between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. of programming by persons under the age of 16. The second motion says the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that by May 1st, 2017, all stations ought to provide a minimum of 5 hours weekly between the hours of 8 a.m. and midnight by persons under the age of 25.
Is it possible to go through the stack once more?
Why,
yes.
Eric? Sorry.
John has something to say, too. So I agree.
Okay, Eric.
I think if a general manager is observing the mandate for the age of 25 and under, that they're not bound by the other motion of being under the age of 16. If they're recognizing and the mandate and operating as such of that first part, it says under the age of 25, they're relieved of any further responsibility.
I'm going to call myself. That's not the case. That's the whole point of having the two motions, or whether it combined or separate. There are two separate requirements. There's a separate requirement for programming for people under the age of 16 that's different and distinct from the motion of the people under the age of 25. It is not, the second one does not satisfy the first. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, so my question has to do, can you hear me okay?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So my question has to do with this, we're talking about original public affairs and, you know, some kind of local arts kind of programming, right? We're not talking about DJing songs or whatever, right? Or there could be some amount of, like, original public affairs programming incorporated, because otherwise it's not so much a voice, especially if it's commercial recordings and DJing. It's like, yeah, there can be some political impact, but I think that there needs to be some thing that actually represents a voice that's somewhat unique. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, Serene, for the start.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so the motion isn't telling people what kind of programming they have to produce, and I would say, from talking to young people, and I spend an awful lot of time with people under the age of 30 and under the age of 20, an expression like, oh, it's just going to be playing songs, these, quote, kids are really attached to expressing themselves in various formats. Some may be spoken words, some may be rap, some may be ballads, whatever. It's about getting people who are 60 out of the way of people who want to share information with their 16-year-old, you know, the 16-year-olds they live with and work with and go to school with. It's not for us to determine here on this committee what would satisfy our opinion of what youth programming is. It's to get the youth to do the programming that they think will meet, you know, will connect, will resonate with other youth. So as a music lover, I don't know, I kind of find that phrasing a little problematic. There's a lot that they get in their music, and no one can judge for somebody else anyway what's the best way to transmit a message or to encourage a challenge or a conversation. And I don't think that's what we should be doing here.
Can I go to the stack once again there, Mike?
Okay. I just want to point out 717 or 1017 on the East Coast. Go ahead.
This is the problem with what you just said, Serene, or what Serene just said. Under the music format, it's not unusual for a station. I mean, we have open. You can overlap the music literally for an hour with no voiceover. I mean, you kind of just skip an intro tonight. This I'm so and so, and they have the format they have. You're familiar with? It's called mixing. A mix. They can have a 60-minute mix if it's just music. I mean, we did mandate that Spanish language programming be news or public affairs and or public affairs. So, I mean, it's not like it can't be done, but if they're doing only music, all they need to do is, it's possible they could say good evening and good night if the music is just mixed. I'm just bringing that up. You wouldn't even know if she's programming other than they said hello.
But why is music not considered programming? There are young folks making music with a
message. No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying, if it's music, it can be nonstop. We do a lot. We do something on that as it is on Friday and Saturday night in Washington. I mean, it's not kids doing it, but you can have continuous music. That's all I'm saying. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay, so let me ask, with the two separate motions, I am going to do the one under the age of 16 first. Is there any objection to the motion as follows? The PMB Programming Committee recommends to the PMB that by May 1st, 2017, all stations are to provide a minimum of 1 hour weekly between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. of programming by persons under the age of 16. Any objections to that motion?
Well, Ron made a substitute. Point of order.
Yes?
Ron offered a substitute for that language. So I would think that is an objection. He said just teenagers. He didn't write. I got to go back to look at it, but I thought that's what you typed on his behalf.
Yeah, that is
what I say
as ages.
Okay. Teenagers and young adults. I disagree with Ron.
No, Ron, the teenage and young adults language was withdrawn. He's now saying in relation, Ronnie's saying that he wants something for under the age of 16 to say by teenagers?
Yes, teenagers. And where it says for, you know, the other part would be young adults.
Okay, we'll take it separately. So the motion amendment would be to change programming by persons under the age of 16 to programming by teenagers.
Yes.
All right, so...
I have a point of information. I'm so sorry.
Go ahead. I said no need to apologize. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's 10:20. It's time to go. But when they say young adult and they're talking literature, what age group is that?
Exactly.
Young adult literature is
teenagers. Yeah, but it's a specific age range, isn't it?
It's above tweens and maybe, I don't think it's YA literature. Young adults doesn't mean
I'm sorry. It's
20 and up. 20 and up.
No, young adults is considered 12 to 18.
Yeah, that's not what Ron means. We're taking it separately anyway. Right now we're looking at the final question.
I'm sorry, Michael.
We're talking about the first motion. The first motion is about teenagers.
I understand that. No, his language was teenagers and young adults. So I just wanted to...
I'll repeat it. Serene, okay. He withdrew that motion. No. We're talking about the motion that you have before you that you sent. He wants to change the language by persons under the age of 16 to by teenagers.
Okay, that's you don't need to overtalk me. May I speak? Tell me when I can have the floor.
Go ahead.
In withdrawing his motion, he was focusing on the issue of making it mandatory as opposed to simply encouraging or suggesting. I do not believe that it was his intention to release the part about teenagers and young adults. So although I disagree with it and will vote for my original formation, I wanted to make sure that we were all clear on what age range he was referring to when he said teenagers and young adults. That's why I asked the question.
And if I may answer that real quickly, teenagers are teenagers, 13 to 19. Young adults are 20 and up.
Point of clarification. A young adult is, anyone past over the age of 39 is not a young adult. I'm looking at it here. I can read here for you. Give you a legal interpretation or what. I mean, a young adult is over 39 is not a young adult.
Okay. The point of order. What is currently on the floor is not a discussion about either of those things. What is currently on the floor is Serene's first motion, which I read to you. I'll read it again. And then there's an amendment to that first motion. The PMB Programming Committee recommends to the PMB that by May 1st, 2017, all stations ought to provide a minimum of 1 hour weekly between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. of programming by persons under the age of 16. There's an amendment to that to say, instead of by programming, program by persons under the age of 16, to say by teenager. That's how we're dealing with it.
Someone sneezed on the back end. What was the word for the end of it?
The motion would be to substitute, to amend the motion to say, instead of saying by persons under the age of 16, to say by teenagers. So that's what's currently under discussion. We'll deal with the language about young adults in the other motion. What I want to point out, the problem with doing that is that there's no provision for tweens and younger. So that's my objection. But we're going to vote on the amendment.
Question, Michael. So first we're voting for teenagers or not?
Yes. The first, we're voting that amendment to change by persons under the age of 16 to by teenagers. Okay. And can you call roll on that amendment?
Okay. KPFA, Michael?
No.
No. Okay. VAI, John Riley?
No.
No. Okay. BAI, three?
No.
No. Okay. KPFT, Wesley?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Myself, Nancy? No. Okay. Vinisa Patel Adams, KPFT?
No.
No. Okay. Ron Pinchback? WPFW?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Eric Ramey, WPFW?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, the noes have it. Michael, John, Serene, Nancy, Venetia, that's 5. And then yes, 2, Ron and Eric, and 1 abstention.
Okay, so the amendment is defeated. We're back to the main motion, which is 1 hour weekly between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. of programming by persons under the age of 16. Is there an objection to that at this point? Okay, hearing none, the second motion is the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that by May 1st, 2017, all stations are to provide a minimum of 5 hours weekly between the hours of 8 a.m. and midnight. I think the word program is missing somewhere, but...
Did you say 5 a.m. and midnight?
8 a.m. and midnight.
Five hours.
5 hours weekly between the hours of 8 a.m. and midnight, programming by persons under the age of 25.
Yeah, it should be off programming, sorry.
Yeah.
I'll send it.
Yeah.
Okay, folks can insert it and vote. You don't have to wait for it.
Okay.
Only 2 words.
So we're voting on okay. under 25? Is that what we're voting on now?
Yeah. Well, I meant, are there objections to that motion as stated? Does anybody want to restate?
No, something different was stated. It was stated that it was under the age of 16. That's what was just stated.
Then, excuse me. Under the age of 16 was just passed without objection. There is a second motion that I just read to you. The PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that by May 1st, 2017, all stations are to provide a minimum of 5 hours weekly between the hours of 8 a.m. and midnight programming by persons under the age of 25. That's a separate, distinct motion at this point. It's more hours and a different time frame and a different age group.
Okay, request for information. Did we not just vote on 2 separate motions?
We voted on the first one. We voted on an amendment to the first one, which failed, and then we voted on the, quote, original first one,
okay,
which passed.
Very good.
So this is now the second one about the persons under the age of 25. Did anybody want to amend that to young adults?
Can you read the motion as stated without the amendment?
Yes, the PNB Programming Committee recommends the PNB that by May 1st, 2017, all stations have to provide a minimum of 5 hours of programming weekly between the hours of 8 a.m. and midnight by persons under the age of 25.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Well, permission for crosstalk. Would people be more clear if it was persons between the age of, what did we say for the other one, 16? Between the ages of 17 and 25, would that?
16.
Can't hear you. 16 and 25, mm-hmm. Or you don't care? I mean, because remember, the people who are going to be reading this aren't on the call. So
right.
Would inserting the language by persons between the ages of 16 and 25 be
that's
more
very important.
Clear to everybody?
That's very important to have it there.
Okay.
Okay, so I amend my motion.
Okay, so by persons between the ages of 16 and 25 instead of under the age of 25.
Right.
Any
Ron,
objections?
I have a question. Can I ask
Ron? Yes, please, go ahead.
Ron, would you prefer if we did 16 and 30?
Oh, wow, this is spiraling.
No, actually, 25 and under, I'm trying to think of you know, how this thing is going to get done. 25 and under is fine with me. Okay, I can support 25 and under. That gives, you know, the only problem with that under means, you know, if you don't do it, if you don't do it, a demarcation mark, Does that include 12-year-olds? Does that include 10-year-olds? Does that include, you know?
Well, you know, the motion that we already passed already says under 16.
Right.
So that
so
covers.
So this would be 17. So this would be 17 to 25.
No, because that's the other one is under 16, so this one has to include 16-year-olds.
Oh, I thought it was. Oh, I thought it was 16 and under. So it's just it's under 16.
Right.
Okay. I got you. Okay,
under 16.
The first
one
was
the one that's already
16.
Passed.
Yeah,
under 16.
Yeah, if that's the language, 16 to 25 is fine.
Okay, I sent it, and I put the change in caps. Do you want me to read it, Michael, or you got it?
Yeah, I have it. You can read it. Go ahead.
The PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that by May 1st, 2017, all stations are to provide a minimum of 5 hours weekly between the hours of 8 a.m. and midnight of programming by persons between the ages of 16 and 25. That's it.
Request for information. Are there any objections?
Yeah, so
I'm going to object. This is
okay. So then we'll vote on it.
Okay, so between 16 and 25 we're voting on, right?
Yes.
Am I able to note my objection for the record?
Yeah, sure.
She's going to call a vote.
We're going to call a vote.
Let's just vote.
Let him explain his objection. That's fine. Go ahead.
Oh, sure.
I object because I think if we have a bunch of people who are age 24, it undermines the intent of your motion to read. That's my objection. We have a bunch of people who are 24, and the people at age 16 and 17 and 18 theoretically can be left out. That's my objection.
Okay. May I just respond to that concern briefly? Okay, so first of all, we're talking about 5 hours. I doubt anybody's getting a five-hour block, so we're probably looking at, you know, a weekday strip, hopefully. And I wouldn't expect the same personnel to populate each slip, so each spot. So the same way you guys had, what was it called, Ron? Hip-hop something? Remember when?
It was called Decipher.
Right. Okay, so there was a different team each night at 10, I think it was 10 p.m., you know, a different crew of young folks coming in each night. So the same thing here. Now, whether they choose to divide it by age, 16 to 18, 18 to 20, or whether they just integrate people of different ages the way people are in real life, you know, mixing things up, is, you know, the discretion of the program director or the program council or, you know, well, program director, I would think. I do believe that management gets evaluated and should have some ability to direct things.
Okay, well, I've just noted my objection to the record.
Oh, sorry?
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Anyway, no, so I was just saying there's an opportunity to integrate, you know, people based on their availability and the topics and the style of the program, et cetera. Do you want to leave some discretion for management?
You're absolutely right. I mean, but it still provides an opportunity to not do what you're saying, to violate the intent of what you're saying.
There are very few things that are so ironclad that they cannot be manipulated if that's what people want to do.
Michael,
look at our bylaws.
So I'm going to call myself just to respond to the objection that was voiced. I think by saying between the ages of 16 is a stronger mandate to get. I said saying between the ages of 16 to 25 is a stronger mandate to include people down to the age of 16 than just saying under the age of 25. So I think the motion actually speaks to the objection that was raised. Objection having been made, we're going to go to a vote on the motion.
Okay. Shall I call the roll?
Yeah.
Okay. KPFK, Michael?
Yes.
Yes, Michael, yes. WBAI, John Riley?
Yes.
John? Yes, John, yes. Okay, Serene, WBAI?
Let me think about that. Let me think
okay,
about it.
Pass. Okay, pass.
Yes.
All right. Serene, yes. Wesley, KPFT? Wesley?
No.
Wesley, no. Okay. KPFT, Nancy? Yes. Is it KPFT, Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
Venetia, yes. WPFW, Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Ron, yes. Okay, and WPFW, Eric Ramey?
No.
No. Okay, let's see. The yes is Michael, John, Serene, Nancy, Venetia, Ron. That's five. Okay, and no's are Wesley, Eric, two. Five, two. Ron, extension.
I think it's six. 6-2.
Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're right. Michael, John, Serene, Nancy, Venetia, Ron. Oh, you're right. That's 6. 6-2.
Who's going to do it?
In 25.
Who's
going to
do it?
That was the last item of business.
Move to adjourn.
Oh, next date. When is next date?
No. We already decided what to do on the.
We did? What is it?
You said I was going to circulate the 23rd.
23rd. And that's a Monday?
Monday, June 23rd.
Is that a Monday? A Thursday?
Yeah. Monday. It's
Monday?
A Monday. Yeah.
Okay. Ron, stay with
you. Folks. Unfortunately, my term on the LSB turns out in
really?
Yes.
Wait, and, you haven't been on for 6 years.
I had an appointment that was fulfilling AC Bird's appointment.
Okay, and you didn't run this year?
Technicalities with the election supervisors. I'm not going to say any more.
You don't need to.
Yeah, thank you.
There's a lot of that.
Wait a minute. Until this is populated, until he's replaced, he's got to come, right?
If that's the case, then I will be at the next meeting. So, you know,
good.
And I hope that is the case.
That's a Monday the 23rd. Can you do that?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.
All right. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, take care.
Bye.